integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
It's a plane. It's a bird. It's superfoods. It's kale. It's blueberries. It's pumpkin seeds. Okay. Well, kale, I think, is kind of reached celebrity status, I feel, these days. There are so many blogs and recipes out there for getting kale in, which I think is awesome because, you know, if you ever look at kale, it's very, very fibrous. And it's, sometimes it's hard to get in. It's hard to chew. People don't like the taste. But if you really put small bits of effort into it, you can get these great superfoods. And you, too, can be a plane and a bird because if you eat from these lists of superfoods that we are going to roll out, you will feel like a super person. But let's talk about why, because as y'all know, I've got this show on Vriya Network called Myth Defined, because I was really, really, really kind of getting just all crumpled up about some of the seductive advertising that was out there when it comes to natural health. And so, like, this will make you skinny, or this will save your life, or this will cure cancer. And it's like, hey, let's just, what I wanted to do was like, kind of wake up everybody's mind. Just use your own mind and think this through. So when it comes to some with a really what I think is a very connotative like label, superfoods, what in the heck makes superfoods super? Dr. Decker, what would you say?
Well, what I would say is that that's been hard to know because there's been a lot of claims, the darker, the green, the you know, there's been a lot of sort of traditional claims about superfoods as far as how people felt and healing herbs and all that. And it's been hard to quantify. But I want to take a quick step back and I want to debunk, I want to demyth, and I want to demystify something about kale. And that is that our friend kale can get a little black eye from the thyroid people. Because they do I think it's the isocyanates, it's something in there that can potentially interfere with a little bit of thyroid. So a lot of people who've been on thyroid have been told, don't eat kale. We are demything this. We are debunking. How am I doing? Demystifying. We're de-everything that. You can eat some kale. I wouldn't eat kale three times a day, but I wouldn't be afraid to eat kale three times a week if
and
I had
a thyroid.
And
you probably wouldn't
thing.
Eat it raw either, would you?
No, most people don't. They'll eat it steamed or whatever, which will get rid of most of those components. But even if
That's
you do
correct.
Do it raw, it takes a lot of it to really interfere with it. And they're picking on my kale. There's one little ingredient out of the millions of ingredients in there, in the vitamins and the nutrients, and they're picking on my kale, so I'm debunking it.
People,
I don't have my own TV show on Vriya television like Dr. Holly Lucille does, but I can still debunk. What's that?
I said, I don't have a shoe on Vriya. I have a show.
Did I say a shoe?
Completely kidding you.
Back. You still got me a cognitive, so I owe you one. I'm working on it. But I want to talk about how we can start to quantify what our superfoods are. Now, we've been able to, we like scales. I mean, humans like scales, and we like to know this one's better than this one, or this is the top five, or whatever it is. And we started kind of with this ORAC scale, which really helped us, which blueberry and acai, and a lot of our berries are real high in these antioxidant levels. Now we have something called an ANDI scale, and it stands for...
Right, so
for
what's ORAC stand for, though? ORAC.
I don't know offhand because
I do. I think I do.
Okay.
I forget about it sometimes, but it's the oxygen reducing. Oh gosh. Oxygen reducing absorbent something capacity. It's basically okay. I don't know either. I have.
Oh, oxygen radical absorbance capacity. Thank you.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Oxygen
radical
absorbance.
This is why we're a team.
We are.
The ability. So the ability for that food to absorb those free radicals. So, okay, now you were talking about the ANDI score, and I so rudely interrupted you, so please go
Well,
right
and
ahead.
we really needed to do this because sometimes organic food will be very mineral dense and nutrient dense, and other times it's not. It just depends how it's grown. So we really needed to quantify the density, how mineral dense this is. And when you look at things like Dead Doctors Don't Lie, they'll talk about the decrease in chromium came down, you know, the chromium in our soil came down, the chromium in our soil and our food has come down 3,000% or 300%, something like that, in 30, 40 years, and diabetes has gone up. These guys like to correlate that stuff. So we've been trying to get a standardized scale for the shopper to know what that food is doing. The ANDI scale, and I do know that this means, it's aggregate nutrient density index.
Yeah.
The Andy scale score shows the nutrient density of a food on a scale of 1 to 1,000 based on nutrient content. Andy scores are calculated by evaluating extensive range of micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and along with antioxidants. It's not. I still think we need ORAC values, but it will. Guess what kale is out of 1,000?
I believe that it's 1,000. I think I know that one.
You did. It's 1,000, as well as turnip and collard greens, which are, when I detox, those are the juices I blend. I'll take the collards and the kales and go in there. Watercress is up there, bok choy, spinach, the broccoli rabe, the Italian rabe. Unfortunately, the only time I ever have rabe is completely smothered in cheese and garlic when you're like Italian
style.
Out,
right?
So, yes, and I'm like, the broccoli's in there somewhere. I just have to search for it. Swiss chard is up there in arugula. There's some non-green vegetables. And you're going to throw a guess out at a non-green vegetable that scores real high on the Andy scale? You want to give it a shot,
Holly?
I would
say sweet potato.
Sweet potato is, I'll go butternut squash. I'll throw that at you as the 10th.
Okay.
I got, just to let you know, I couldn't guess it. The radish was the top of this. At 554,
nice.
Almost half of the 1,000 scale, bean sprouts came in there. Red peppers, radicchio, turnip, carrots are all high
so once
on
again,
these Andy scales.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're looking, and you know, as I'm out there, as well, to eat your vegetables. If people, first of all, time, finances, resistance of whatever sort, listen, why don't you, if it is any of those things, if you're gonna eat your vegetables, why don't you get enough bang for your buck, we should say, and try to look at this Andy score. You can actually just type in Google A-N-D-I score. Mm-hmm. Get that table, get that list, and so eat more of the vegetables that we've been talking about and the foods that we've been talking about that are actually very high in nutrients. So if you're going to decrease, or you're not able, I should say, to get in all of these vegetables that I talk about all the time, then at least pick off those ones that are at the top, because you know you're getting the nutrients. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that's a good tip for somebody who's on the run, or maybe only likes just one little serving of vegetable a day?
I'm going to go past that, Holly. I'm going to say, if you want to sustain life in any form of quality or quantity, meaning that there's one of three options you can go. You can eat a ton of these nutrient-dense foods in order to get it in, because our food simply just doesn't have the nutrient density it did 30 years ago. And when a lot of these RDAs and RDIs are all created, our food was much more dense, so it was much more bioavailable. Now it's not. So number one, you eat a lot of these, it's still going to be hard to get it. And number two is, there is these convenient green powders. Then these green powders will have a lot of these greens in. You take a couple scoops, you mix it in water. That's when I travel. When I fly, I live on my green powder, because I can't get those fresh things in. I'll mix that in. Or third, go with a multivitamin. But I'm arguing here, Holly, that these aren't good ideas. These are necessary for quantity and quantity of life ideas. And remember that we're getting in the valuable fiber, like you said, with this as well. It's more than just nutrients, dense minerals. It is the fiber that we need in there as well. Am I going too far?
No, you know, I actually think that this is perfect, because I would just, hey, if you can't eat enough vegetables, you know, you might want to pick off high off the Andy score, but you're actually making a great point, which is, listen, if you're serious about your health, if you're serious about longevity, if you're serious about preventing disease, these are the things that drive your biochemistry. Having fiber involved in them, so not only juicing, but actually eating these foods, are going to be able to fiber. What does it do? It binds to toxins. It mm-hmm. binds to spent hormones. It helps get things out. So very important. So here's what we're talking about here. It's a plane, it's a bird. Yes, it's kale and so much more. If you want more information, we'll actually blog it out on radiomd.com, all about the Andy score, right? So the aggregate nutrient density, kale's at 1,000. We've named some other things like turnips, collard greens, and then also the non-green things. You think about foods like Northwest salmon, pumpkin seeds, blueberry.
Delicious.
We mentioned sweet potatoes, butternut squash, nutrient dense.
Radish.
Okay, radishes. This is all about staying well, and it's what we do here on RadioMD.com. That's the Andy scale, A-N-D-I. Look it up, put it on your refrigerator, and eat from the top down.